Carla wanted to ask you some parenting advice. You said you've been a parent for 36 years. What you got, Carla?
Okay, so listen to this, Steve. My friends, a lot of us are parents, you know, we hang out, we do things together with our children. So the latest discussion, you know, we have young kids. So the latest discussion is, you're an expert at this. At what age should you teach your child how to cuss, curse, or say bad words?
What? Well, you shouldn't teach them. There's no age when you should teach them bad words.
Oh. Okay.
Because bad words are not necessary. It all depends on circumstance and environment. Mm-hmm. Cussing is an environmental, circumstantial thing that you have to be able to participate in. And every circumstance and all environments do not require cussing. You need to be able, so it's not a good time for you. The situations will bring out the child when it's necessary.
Okay.
So it's not for you to decide, I'm going to teach my child cussing. I never taught any of my kids to cuss. My father never taught me to cuss. I just picked it up.
Okay. So you overheard it and you just
and kept it.
Now, for me personally, the decision to use cussing a little bit more regularly was somewhere around 9.
Yeah, see? Well, Shirley?
9 is when I started implementing it.
Yeah.
That's pretty young.
By 12, I was, you know, it wasn't really formed good. I was just throwing it out there. But I had a lot more situations. And the older I got, the more useful and more timely and more situations presented themselves. So that's how I did it. So I don't say that there's an age that you give a child.
Okay. And here's why I'm asking this, because I know a lot of people look uncomfortable with this question. Mm-hmm. But it's a different time for these kids. And going into middle school, it's just been tough with the group of people that we hang with their kids. So they were saying they want to teach their children how to say, blank you, B, get out of my face, in a situation of bullying.
And things like that.
So, yeah, they're saying, we got to start teaching our children.
I don't think it's necessary.
No.
See, you are. That. Here's the problem, Carla. Your little crew that y'all go to school with, y'all suburban parents. Y'all not hood parents.
Right.
Y'all from the hood,
but
y'all have become suburbanized, and you all are suburban parents. So now you've tried to remain bougie,
and you're
trying to live up to your
status
in life now, but your calling is hood.
I like the calling. Yes.
And you're trying to know when to implement hoodism into your kids. And your kids don't really need that. And so you've got to teach them other ways. I don't recommend do not recommend teaching cussing to kids.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's going to backfire on
behavior.
You don't teach them negative behavior. Now, did I teach my children to take care of themselves? Yeah, but I found out I was doing it for no reason. Somebody hit you, everybody go down there. My kids ain't down the street fighting. Right. And then come home and you go get all your brothers and go back down there. My kids don't look. Matter of fact, the house too damn far away.
They're not at Six Flags
grew up.
Right. See, I wanted to tell my sons that, but they went to school where they ain't fight.
You can teach them that.
Yeah. If they ain't fighting you, they talk about you on Instagram.
Social media.
That hurts
your feelings.
Nah, my daddy took me to get my ass whooped.
What'd you say, Tommy?
My daddy took me to get my ass whooped. I couldn't whoop my ass every Saturday.
That was your training?
That was it. My daddy took me over there. Because they wasn't fighting in my neighborhood. But over there, my cousin, every day, every Saturday by 12:30, get my butt tore up.
So that's how you grew up. It's like you said, how we grew up. And how we're parenting and how our children are growing up, it's just it's two different worlds.
And it's some parenting that just doesn't apply today. And then a lot of it does, but you all have removed it because of your new way.
Mm-hmm.
But your kids are suburban kids. So when the bullying goes down at school, how do you teach them how to cuss? You ain't got to teach them how to cuss. You got to get the bully out your face.
Yeah.
You don't get the bully out your face by cussing.
No. Nah.
There's a physical activity that can get the bully out of your face. Now, if you don't want to teach the physical activity, then you got to go with something else. But bullies don't respond to Get your blankety blank out my blankety blank. They don't, cause they bullies. Mm-hmm. Hell, they mm-hmm. the one told you. Mm-hmm. I'm finna put my blankety blank in your blankety blank. Now you sitting there with your little punk ass. What's your comeback? Mm-hmm. See, it's hard to outcuss a bully. So you got to teach your children the other things. But I don't recommend teaching your children how to talk bad to people, because that doesn't work, because it's just talk.
Just talk.
And eventually, once you talk bad, you got to bag some of it up.
Oh, okay.
You know, did your parents have put motivation behind the bully? Like, if you don't whoop his, I'm going to whoop yours. Yes. That was the motivation I had. That was
Let me catch you running again. Let me catch
run again.
What you crying for? Come home crying one more damn time. Ooh, I'm going to give you something to cry about. Then I'm going to take you down there. My brothers then took me back down the street to fight Manny. Me and Manny got in 4 fights in one day. Me and Manny was through with it.
Manny,
my boy Manny. He in the picture right up there, the dude with the hat on with the gold jacket. Oh. Standing there where they name in my street, my boy Manny. Yeah. We fought 4 times. Me and Manny was through after the first fight. Our brothers and sisters got involved.
Then they were beefing. Is that what it was?
Rose Calhoun brought Manny back up to my house to beat me up.
Wow.
Big ass Rose. Bought Manny up there to beat my. I whooped Manny out. Now Manny whooped me the first time. I'm through. You win, Manny. We friends. But since she brought him up to my house and my daddy was on the porch watching, I got to tear Manny ass.
All right, listen. All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.